This time at Insight takes us to Virginia with pitcher Will Roberts, who just tossed a perfect game in Tuesday's win over George Washington. Congratulations, Will. So you're standing on the mound, one out away from a perfect game. What kind of thoughts are going through your head?
Just basically, I've made it this far. I better get one more out. Like, I had the whole bench behind me, the whole crowd behind me. And, I mean, it was just one more, and there was no way I wasn't going to get it.
It is the eighth Division I nine-inning perfect game since 1957. You're a junior there at Virginia. This is also your first career complete game, let alone a perfect game. You'd never even taken the mound before in the ninth inning. Were your knees at all a little bit weak when you're heading out for the ninth?
I think adrenaline had taken over by then. I kind of felt like a resurgence around the seventh inning, where I just kind of felt like, is this happening? This could be something special, and I really didn't feel tired the entire game. But yeah, about the seventh inning, I started to get an adrenaline rush, and it just kept me through the ninth.
Was there a point in the game where you realized I've got a perfect game on the line here?
I mean, I think it really just started in the first inning. I think it's the game that every pitcher goes out to pitch, and just somewhere along the line, it just doesn't work out. And maybe like the third inning, they didn't have any hits, and I hadn't walked anybody. I was like, all right, maybe we can keep this thing going. And around the fifth inning, it was pretty cool. Maybe something's about to happen. And then around the eighth and ninth, it was just, I'm going to make this happen.
You always hear that with a no-hitter, a perfect game going, nobody talks to the pitcher. Were you talking much to anyone over the course of the game?
I don't think I said a word to anybody in the dugout the entire time. Usually I talk to the pitching coach a little bit between innings, but we didn't say a word the entire game. I don't think anybody wanted to come over and say anything, just be that guy. But
not even your catcher, huh?
Special. Not even the catcher. I mean, he did a great job the entire game.
Yeah.
I give a lot of the credit to him, too.
You matched your career high with 10 strikeouts, but that means 17 outs were balls that were put in play. Which were maybe the closest to being hits or even errors, for that matter?
There were a couple slow rollers to second base that Keith Werman came in and made great plays on. It was probably his signature play is a slow roller, because he's got such a quick release. He probably made 10 plays for me over at second base today. And then there was one play in the eighth inning where a kid hit one pretty sharply up the middle, and just somehow I stuck my leg out there and it hit my calf and the ball just deadened. And I've really never seen a baseball just stop like it did right there. So I knew, like, once that happened, that this was going to be something special.
Did you come close to walking anyone?
I went 3-0 on a batter.
Wow.
And he swung in a 3-1 pitch. I think it might have been out of the zone. He helped me out there. And I went 3-2 a couple times late in the game. But I really, really wasn't thinking about that. I just really wanted to put him in play.
Had you ever thrown or come close to throwing a no-hitter in Little League or high school, anything like that?
Never. Not even in high school, where you only have to go seven innings.
Uh-huh.
I've never been anywhere close, probably after the fourth inning of having no hits. But, I mean, this was just definitely something special that I'm happy I could share with my team.
You went to the College World Series a couple of years ago as a freshman. How does this feeling compare to that feeling?
I'd have to say that it was more exciting to go to Omaha, just because that was a true team effort to get there. Almost everybody on that team stepped up to put us in that position to play for a national championship. And hopefully we can build off of this and take another shot at it later in the year.
You and your Virginia teammates took over the top spot in a few national polls this week. How would you describe how you guys are playing so far this year?
We're just a hard-nosed ball club. We're not going to stand up there at the plate and knock the ball out of the park four or five times a game, but we're going to do what it takes to get runners over and bring them in. And our staff has just been outstanding the entire season. Our three-weekend starters just have great numbers. They've kept us in every game. Brandon Klein at the end of the game has just been shutting everybody down. Middle of the game, Justin Thompson has really stepped up for us. And I think we're playing great baseball. Hopefully we can keep it going.
The new bat standards, everyone's talking about it this year. As a pitcher, have you noticed a difference? Are you able to make maybe different pitches that you weren't the last couple of years with the new standards?
I don't think it's too much of a difference. I think if they hit it solidly, it's still going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe just like the bleeders that used that used to find their way through the infield are now being picked up. And that might have had something to do with it yesterday. Maybe if we were using the old bats, it wouldn't have happened. Maybe one of them would have gotten through, but you never know.
Before we wrap up, Will, I want to do some word association. I'll throw some things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind, all right?
All right.
Let's start with your perfect game catcher, Kenny Swap.
Hard-nosed ball player.
Your closer, Brandon Klein.
Dominant.
Your head coach, Brian O'Connor.
Fearless.
The ACC.
Tough.
Virginia baseball.
Fundamentally sound.
Throwing a perfect game.
Pretty cool.
Last one, Will Roberts.
I really don't know about that one. I don't have much to say on that one.
Sounds good. Well, you threw a perfect game. Congratulations again, Will, and best of luck to you guys the rest of the way.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.